ABC Listen.
Yama, Rooting Aya, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading back to Boonuba country. We're going to catch up with our Malia Natalie, and she's going to share a word for something you've definitely seen and probably even eaten before. Chickens lay them, turtles bury them, and crocodiles keep them in big sandy mounds. Yep, it's the Wurundjeri word for eggs. Yama Natalie.
What now, Rudy?
Yama Natalie.
Hi, kids.
It's so nice to be back here at the river.
I love it here. The Marawaro is a meeting place for lots of different mob. My Boonuba family have been here for thousands of years. And my Wurundjeri family travelled here from the desert in the south. My grandfather walked here when he was a young man.
What a big journey. He must have known a lot about country. Like where to find food and water on the way.
Yeah, it took him months. Travelling from waterhole to waterhole. You know, this is a great place to find some food too. And it reminds me of a word I want to share with you today. Can you say gumbing?
Gumbing.
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 That's right. Gumbing is the Wurundjeri word for egg.
Gumbing.
Yum.
Right now, this is Waranga, which is the hot season. And there's one animal that lays gumbing at the river at this time. Look here at these tracks in the sand. Can you guess what animal made these?
There's little claw marks on the side and a big long line in the middle.
I think it is a echidna.
I think it's a nori, an emu.
I think it's a kangaroo.
I think it's an emu.
Not quite. These are guanaco tracks, crocodile tracks.
Crocodiles can bite people.
Crocodiles are very dangerous. They have really sharp teeth.
Don't worry, we're going to give them a lot of space. Guanaco is the Wurundjeri word for crocodile. These are freshwater guanaco. They are shy and usually keep to themselves. Still, you shouldn't get too close.
Crocodiles look like dinosaurs.
They're reptiles and they're like green and scaly and they can live in different types of water.
I reckon crocs are beautiful. I really love the pattern in their scales.
Yeah, I love guanaco too. When I was a ranger, we looked after country and a part of my job was to count the guanaco.
How come?
So you know that they're healthy and happy.
How big are they?
Freshwater crocodiles are smaller and skinnier than those you find in the sea, and they have narrow snouts. They can grow as big as 3 metres.
3 metres? That's huge!
But most guanaco are much smaller, about the length of a broom.
Crocodiles can bite you.
The crocodile bites really hard. It's under the water.
If you see any guanaco or their eggs out in the wild, it's best to leave them alone because getting close to wild animals or their eggs can be dangerous.
They can jump in water and get the meat when people hang it down. They jump like high.
I wouldn't go in there because there might be a crocodile in there.
Don't worry, you're on my country. You're safe with me. Okay, who's ready to look for some gumbing, the crocodile eggs?
I am.
Me.
I am.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Bah, bah. This way, along the river.
Natalie, I don't know how your old ones went hunting in this heat. Lucky there's all these lovely trees for some shade.
Yeah. Down here by the river, there's lots of freshwater mangrove trees, big river red gums and paper barks.
Is it like the white tree with like the really flaky bark?
Yeah, I can see some paper bark right now. It kind of looks like a flaky pastry.
Yum. We actually use the bark to cook our fish. We soak it and then wrap it around our fish before we bake it in the ground.
That sounds good.
Hey now, I think I can see some gumbin. Look over there.
Where?
In the sand by the water. Can you see?
All I can see is a pile of sand.
Because she's been digging all around in mud and floor.
See that mound of sand there by the water?
Eggs! It looks like the freshwater crocodile, like kind of like burying him.
Yeah, that's a crocodile nest. Guanaya lay their eggs in a hole they dig in the sand near the water, so the nests are hard to spot.
Yeah, they're very well hidden.
My Ngoji and my Ngabu used to go looking for eggs.
What if the mum is nearby and she sees you near her eggs and she thinks that you're going to hurt them or take them, so she comes and hurts you?
Don't worry. They would always work in a team. One person would dig up the eggs in the wallera, the sand. The other person would keep an eye out on the water and watch from a distance.
Natalie, we're not going to go over and dig up the gumbing, are we?
Not me. Not me!
Why would you chase the crocodile, like...
I think it would be like a salty egg. If I got the crocodile egg and it was tasting me, I would throw the egg at it.
No, no, no. Nobody's going to have to dig up gumbin today. Our old people used to eat the eggs, but now the guanaya are protected. So we need to look after them and their nests.
Crocodiles seem pretty tough. How do you look after them?
Learning about the guanaya and their habitats, where they are laying their eggs and how many there are, helps us know that the guanaya are healthy.
You know what? All this talk of eggs has me feeling real hungry.
Yeah!
I reckon it's time to go eat some lunch.
Sounds like a plan. It was really nice to see you all again. I'll catch you next time.
Bye, Natalie. Yalu.
Bye, Natalie.
Gomba nindu, Natalie. See you later.
It was so exciting going looking for guanaya, for crocodiles, and learning how to find their eggs. Can you remember the Wurundjeri word for eggs?
Gumbing!
Yeah, gumbin means eggs in Wurundjeri. Now, remember to be careful of any eggs you see out in the wild. Nests should always be left alone. I'm looking forward to seeing Natalie again on Bunuba Country and learning some more Wurundjeri words. Until then, Yalu! This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal and Bunuba Nations, featuring the real sounds of Bunuba Country. Thanks to our guest, Natalie Davey, and all the deadly kids on today's episode. Special thanks to Natalie's mum for recording country for us, and to Listening Earth for supplying their nature recordings of Fitzroy River. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab, free on ABC Listen.